Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Frolic. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Frolic Frowls of the Frolic. Down on the prowl now. Cut that out. Anyway. Got a great show for you tonight. We're going to do some honeymooner skit. Oh, we got my former classmate, Jimmy Dinigan. Tell you about when he brought a can of paint to school. Oh, yeah. Probably was freaking out. One of those big cans, you know, they got the handle on it and everything, and you had the brush. Yeah. Anyway, that's coming up. Louis should be here if we get an engineer. No engineer, you know, I don't know what happened to her, but anyway. Inner Sight Frolics. Oh, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. Look out, the Akita bites. All dogs bite. Yeah, that old joke with, what's his name? The guy who played that detective, the French guy, and Peter Sellers, yeah, that's it. And he's walking his dog, and the fella comes up to him and says, that's a nice dog. Does your dog bite? And he says, no, my dog does not bite. So the guy goes to pet the dog, and the dog, oh, I thought you said your dog doesn't bite. That's not my dog, you idiot. Get away from me. Anyway, the Akita, Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Yeah, adopt an Akita. Great. You got to get the right one for what you want it for. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Corey Foster, Avante. Ollie Campbell, Royalty, the little baby, little Tommy. All right, and. Many, many others. Those are some of the few who have passed away. We honor them every night on Inner Sight. All right, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Yes, if you need dog food, cat food, medical, we got a place for you. Nobody Starved on Long Island is the name of the group. And my buddy Gary, he runs it. He's a volunteer. He don't get paid for it. He doesn't make any money on this food. He gets it all donated. All right. 631-484-3085. Yeah. Dog food, cat food. And sometimes he can get free veterinarian services for the animal. Check it out. 631-484-3085. You heard it right here on the Inner Sight Frolics. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, that's our saying. And, our phone number is 631-224-3090. Or you can go to innersight.info and check it out. Let's see, what else we got on tap for you? Oh, some of our friends who have helped out in the past, we like to remember them. Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Ice Lip Cleaners, the Touro Law Center, and don't forget the Suffolk Bus Corp, who donated $2,000 to us just recently. And we'd like to get somebody who would like to match $2,000, you know, like if you have a business, we can promote it for you. Yeah, you can come on this show. We can make you a special guest for the entire hour about your business. You can put it on your Facebook or whatever, let everybody know, and you might be able to increase your customers in that way. Everybody needs help, especially today with this stupid virus stuff going around. Yeah, and that reminds me, why don't this guy mind his own business? This stupid, somebody told me he's on the board of one of these vaccine companies, and he used to be the commissioner of the FDA. And now he's making these stupid statements every couple of weeks. And today he came out with a statement, the virus is going to get worse after Labor Day. Well, what is the virus on a holiday? What's going on? I mean, what is this guy doing? Going around town planting virus pills or what? Yeah. I think he's a moron. Going to go back to medical school, but a different kind of medical school. Yeah. Go to holistic school. Maybe it'll help your brain. All right, Insight and Baccaro's Italian Tavern. Don't forget that place. They've helped us. We appreciate it. That's in Massapequa Park, New York. And let's see, what else we got? Check out the Able News. You can get a free subscription to that online, you know. Angela Melanie is the editor, and you know, you want to read about the disabled, different articles from experts and all that, and calendar of events. Excuse me, they got the calendar in there. I don't know what's on it these days, but they got it. They got a personal column. Yeah. You may be able to meet the person of your dream, or the nightmare of your dream. I mean, the person that you don't want to meet may be in there too. Any event, you get a free subscription. AbleNews.com. Check it out. We got Lauren Hardy coming up. Yeah. And let's see, what else can I tell you that's good? What else can InnerSight tell you that will help you? All right. It's like that old Lauren Hardy when he says to him, "Why don't you help me?" Yeah. All right. InnerSight. And this is the Frolic. We're supposed to have an engineer, but I don't know what happened to her. I think she went out the back door or something. All right, Norton. What am I going to do now? Look at this letter. Let me see that, Ralph. Let me see that. From the IRS Internal Revenue Organization. Dear Mr. Crandon, please report to our office on the morning of the 10th. It's very important that we see you. That's all it says, Ralph. I know. I know that's all it says. If it wasn't anything important, why wouldn't they say, dear Mr. Crandon, we don't want to see you? Gee. Wait a minute, Ralph. I wouldn't worry about this letter. It looks like it came out of one of those computers. Computers? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, Ralph. That's the new thing now, see. They don't write things anymore. Nobody sits down and writes with a pen anymore. It's all on the computer. And wait a minute. I'll tell you more about that letter. See here, on the bottom there, it's got a code. Now, all I got to do here is put it in my computer. Wait a minute. 48, 72, 93, 23. Come on. Takes a little while to warm up, Ralph, but once it gets warm, boy, it goes. Where did you get that? Huh? Where'd you get that computer? Oh, a friend of mine works with me in the sewer, and he ordered it for me. The sewer. Yeah. It's one of those used computers. I couldn't afford a new one, so you know it cost a lot of money, Rob. So he gave me a used one, right out of the sewer. What? You brought that in my house from the sewer? Norton, you are a mental case. I was wondering what that smell was. Didn't you wash it? Well, of course I washed it, Ralph. Don't you know sewer water when you smell it? Get out! Sewer water. Why ask a nut like that for help anyway? He's a maniac. Down there. What am I going to do? I'm in dire straits.
Ralph, you got to take out the garbage.
Will you leave me alone with the garbage? I got a letter here that might send me to jail, and you're talking about the garbage. I got to go down to the Internal Revenue tomorrow. All right. I'm not going to be nervous. I'm going to walk in there like I didn't do anything wrong. I'm an American citizen and all that. And I got nothing to worry about. Mr. Crandon? Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh, Mr. Crandon. Come right in. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. We know you didn't do it. That's why we asked you to come down here. Now, don't worry. This will only take a minute. Here you are. Just sign right here. Sign? You forgot to sign your tax return.
Tax? That's it?
That's all. Oh, boy. And my friend was worried about everything with the computers, and he got a new computer. A friend of his got it for him down the sewer. The sewer? I didn't know they had computers in the sewer. Oh, yeah. People throw everything down there. You know, that's why the alligators are so smart. Well, don't worry, Mr. Crandon. You won't have to use that computer from the sewer. Thank you, sir. And, well, listen, I don't want to cheat the government. I forgot to put down a couple of things on my taxes. Oh? Yeah, like the all-night poker game, $85. Three-legged race, $5. And a couple of other things. Oh, yeah, Mr. Putter there, and I got a confession to make. In the last fiscal year, I found $2 floating by me in the sewer. What are you doing here? Well, I felt bad for you, Ralph. I didn't want you to come down here alone in case, they took you off to the federal pen. I wanted to make sure that you had some company. Will you get out of here? A maniac. That's the maniac from the sewer.
Is that what that smell is? Get him out of my office.
Woo!
All right, in a sight on the frolics, and we apologize. Don't know what happened to our engineer, so we won't be able to have any phone calls. This has become a private show, a private affair. That's right. So, in a sight on the funnies, and let's see, we got Lauren Hardy coming up.
I apologize.
We got Jimmy Dinigan with the can of paint.
Do you hear me?
He bought the school. Hello?
Yeah, it's me. Can you hear me?
What the hell's that noise in the background?
It's my phone.
Sounds like you're on a spaceship.
Yeah? Really?
Did you hear about spaceship in California? Some guy tried to send up a rocket.
Yeah.
In California, some space company or something. And the thing blew up. The thing blew up in the air.
Okay,
these people are out of there.
He's rich as anything, too. Why
they're ruining the earth with all this stuff.
I know, but why doesn't he use that brilliant mind to just help the disabled? That's what I'd like to know.
What brilliant mind? What are you talking about? The guy's a moron.
He is a moron, but he also is brilliant. See, most brilliant people are morons, you understand?
Who's brilliant? Who are you talking about?
The guy. I know about
what
the
guy?
Story because he made the spaceship.
Yeah, he made it and the thing blew up. He's a jackass. He wasted all that money.
I know he's a jackass.
And how many
most
people
are.
How much pollution did he spread?
Oh, probably a lot.
These people are such stupid idiots. You know. They ought to lock them away so they can't do these things.
Yeah,
anyway, in a sight, and give me some Lauren Hardy since you're on here.
Hold on. You can't believe I fell asleep.
Hit it up, Lauren Hardy. Stop
it's
talking
on,
about your ailments.
It's on.
All the time. Nobody wants to hear that.
No, I just fell asleep, that's all. Nothing big deal. I fell asleep once on the show. When you had to start it. How come you don't think that's funny? I think it's funny.
Quiet.
Oh. You don't love me no more. You haven't started it yet.
Well, what are you going to do about it? I don't know. But I heard it on the radio that obesity is no good for you. Well, have you got it? I don't know. Well, do you want it? I don't know.
No?
Well, what do you know? I don't know. Gee, Ollie, you sound like a broken record that you don't even know. Now listen, I got an idea, see. Here's what you should do. Now the first thing you gotta do is you gotta find a good doctor that'll help you to lose the obesity. I don't know. You stop saying that. You sound like a overstuffed moron. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Now listen. There's a fella a couple of blocks from me, the doctor. Now, you got to go easy on him, you see, because he's very nervous.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. But he can't help it. He has a condition. See, he just got released from jail. I don't know. But he's a good man. He knows his stuff, see. And in a couple of weeks, he'll have his license back.
Uh-oh.
That's if the judge keeps him out of jail.
There you
anyway,
go.
He's a friend of mine.
Oh.
And I can bring you over there. Come on now. Now sit down. Sit in this chair. I'm going to push you. Second thought, forget it. I don't want to get a hernia. I don't know. Come on, you're going to walk over there. Maybe you'll lose a half a pound walking. Come on, let's go. I don't know. Now, here's his office. See, now, I'm going to knock on the door. Now, don't talk too loud, because he's very nervous. Who is it? It's Stanley. Your dear friend, Stanley. Stanley! Oh. Come on in. What is that with you? Oh, this? What is that? This is my friend, Ollie. And say hello to the doctor, Ollie. I don't know. That's all he can say, lady. Is I don't know. Oh, sounds like a very complicated case. Maybe I can help. He looks kind of vivacious. Is he dangerous? Ollie, are you dangerous? I don't know. Oh, Ollie, no. Don't tell him not to yell like that. That's all right, Doctor. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. He can't help it. He's got impoloniitis. Oh no! That's what I had. I don't know.
Impoloniitis.
That's dreadful. There's only one answer, you know, for the impoloniitis. Can you give him a pill for that? Well, I'd give him a pill, but he wouldn't be able to swallow it. Well, why not, doctor? Well, the pill is 48 inches long and 29 inches wide. Oh, what do you think of that pill, Ollie? I don't know. But listen, can't we break it up and, you know, like when we were kids and we had to take the medicine and your mother would break it up? Well, I'd break it up, but there's only one thing wrong. What's that? I haven't got a mother. I don't know. Get him out of here. I can't take it. I'm going back to jail.
You scared the doctor back to jail, eh?
I haven't got a mother.
Woo! All right.
He wanted his mama.
On the frolics.
Yeah.
Well, the moral of that story is I don't know.
Yeah, where'd you get that one from? You don't know.
That's right. Don't know where we got.
Nope.
All right. You want to call in 213-816-1650. Try to say something funny or stupid.
Well, we said a few stupid things, so it's going
to
be
too hard for people to call in and act stupid.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of fun today. I love this show. I really do.
We got Louie coming up.
Well, we have Anthony
and
listening.
We got Jimmy Dinigan. And I'm going to tell you the story when he bought a can of paint to school. He's walking with this bucket in the hall, see? And he's telling, and the kids are saying, "What is that, Jimmy? You gonna paint?"
"Yeah, I'm gonna paint. Yeah, look, thing, it's a big can. That's a can. Hey, can you hold it? It's heavy. Hold it. Come on. I go to Miss Ma's room. Come on."
He got about three kids to carry this thing. And he comes over to the classroom. And he said,
open the door, I got a big can of paint.
And, what the hell is that noise? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Hey, quit that noise.
I don't know. Really, I don't. I don't know.
He opened the door, and he put the kids put the paint down on the floor, and Miss Ma.
"What is that? What's going on here?"
And Jimmy says,
"You're painting the room. What are you doing with that paint?" "Oh, I brought the paint to school because I'm going to find out everybody's favorite color. And I'm going to paint them."
Uh-oh.
"You can't paint. Jimmy, what are you doing? Get that out of here. Give me that."
She takes the can and she puts it by her desk, you know. You ever notice how teachers would take things? They always put them by the desk.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I guess it's evidence. I don't know.
Anyways,
Jimmy,
I want to hear that noise now. Then on my phone, I don't know where that's coming from.
All right. Everybody, take out your readers. We're going to read. "Oh, Miss Ma, I got a paintbrush." "Never mind the paintbrush. You don't need a paintbrush. We're not painting. What are you doing, Jimmy? Put that brush away."
And he takes the brush. He's waving it in the air, you know.
"Hey, look, nice color. Nice color, see? Janie, you can't see it, but it's a nice paintbrush."
And he goes over to the desk. Sneaks. When people were reading, you know what Jimmy did? He crawled on the floor.
Uh-oh.
Over to the desk.
Yeah.
And he grabbed the can and he slid it across. And I don't know how Miss Ma didn't notice it, but she didn't realize it.
Right.
And he opened up this can of paint. And Janie said,
"What's that smell?"
That smells like
when they painted my house.
And she's smelling the paint. And Jimmy says,
"Miss Ma, Paint Janie, and I'm going to put nice paint on your shirt." "No, don't touch my..."
Poor
Danny.
Close that paint shit down.
Oh,
and he goes around the room, and he's smearing paint all over the place.
Yeah.
The next day, we came in, and Miss Ma told us they ran out of turpentine.
To get it off of everything.
And then she had to send them down to the principal's office, of course.
Oh,
Kramer,
he liked
you know.
Going to him, I think. He liked
and,
messing with
he had
the principal.
He had to explain to Kramer.
Yeah.
About the paint and all that.
Mm.
And, well, you know how nervous Mr. Kramer was. He was a nervous wreck. He took that stuff that a lot of people took, Valium.
Yeah.
That stuff was horrible. And so he says, now, Jimmy, I'm going to remain calm.
That's a good one.
What is this you did yesterday in the classroom when you you brought a big bucket of paint to school?
Yeah, just did. You just didn't only call me the Kramer. It's beautiful. Yeah, you know, I wasn't just one. This was I get it special in the hardware store. It's rainbow paint. Rainbow paint? Yeah, it was all colors and all over, and it went all over, and I made the classroom look so beautiful. I love it. And then I got up in the middle of the floor, and I was pounding the room. Jimmy, stop singing that stupid song.
Uh-oh.
Now,
you get
please, before I call my psychiatrist, please, Jimmy, can't
what?
You just behave like a normal child?
Yeah, I ain't a normal child. I ain't know I do. I'm a child, normal.
Yeah.
And don't worry, I won't bring paint to school no more. Next week, I'm going to bring tar. Get him out of here! Get him out! I'm going to call my psychiatrist. Get him out of here!
There you go.
Bring tar to school.
Yeah, right?
Woo! All right, in a sight. That was Dinnigan, man. He was the craziest kid I ever met in my life. All the crazy things that he did. I wonder. You know, I heard they put him in reform school.
Oh, they did?
I don't know what happened to him after that, but he wasn't a bad kid. He was just mischievous, you know.
Oh, yeah. I was like him. I was very much
anybody,
like that.
Anybody on the line?
Yeah, hold on. Let me check. Okay.
Anybody calling? 213. What?
It's just Anthony. It's just Anthony, and he's listening. If you'd like to
213-816. 213-816-1650. If you want to call in. Inner Sight. Hey, don't forget, we're on television. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Thursday night, Altice, what they call a cable out here. 7:30,
yeah.
Channel 20, Thursday night. All right. Tonight's the funnies. Hey, Monday's Labor Day. How you believe it? Labor Day. Supposed to be the official end of summer.
There you go.
Monday. Oh.
There you go.
All right. In a sight, we got Louie coming up. We got Sanford and Son.
Yeah. Cool.
Maybe we'll do one of those. Is Louie on the line?
Hold on, let me check. You feel him. It's amazing how you know. Nope, he's not there yet.
All right, sometimes.
But as soon as I say that, he calls in.
Sometimes he forgets that it's Friday.
Or he doesn't have a phone, a free phone, too. Meaning his mom or his sister or somebody is on the phone.
All right. Inner Sight Frolics. And if you want to be on the show, you know, let us know if you want to do what you want to talk about. You can call the Inner Sight number 631, that is, 631-224-3090. And just give us an idea what you want to talk about. Now, if you're a comedian, you know, or you do a comedy, we'd love to have you on Friday.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So let us know. Anybody out there who just kind of acts dumb, you know, stupid and all that.
Makes people laugh, too.
Get you on the show.
Nice.
All right. Inner Sight, yeah. All the things that happen, you know, the things that happened to you when you were a kid. We had this, we had a whole apartment building full of people, full of strange people. And as kids, we thought most of them were funny,
mm-hmm.
you know. So way up on the top floor, we had the Horn family.
Nah. Any
Mayor
relation?
Marshall and Harvey, and Harvey was the oldest.
And Don?
And this guy Arthur.
Yeah.
This kid was really he was funny, but he didn't know it.
Nah.
He was serious.
Yeah.
So we made up a thing one time, and we all said, "Oh, we're gonna scare Arthur," you know.
Uh-oh.
And we told Arthur, we said, "Arthur, don't go down the corner. There's a kolachki down there." What? He's talking. We're kolachki. What's that? Well, we can't tell you what it is, Arthur, but. But don't go down there. The kolachki's going to get you.
Yeah, poor Arthur.
So one day his mother wanted to send him to the store down the corner.
Yeah.
And he said, Ma, I can't go down the corner.
Uh-oh.
He said, "Why not? What do you mean you can't go down the corner? What's the matter with you?"
Uh-huh.
The kolachki's going to get me.
What? What's a kolachki? What are you talking about, Arthur? Go out and get me a container of milk. Down the corner at Victor's. Come on, go on.
Oh, Ma, I can't go down there, Ma. They're going to get me. We were listening to this out the window, you know.
Yeah.
And we couldn't stop laughing, me and Michael and a couple of the kids. And Arthur came down the stairs like somebody was going to kill him. I'll give anybody who wants to go get the milk for my mother, I'll give you a quarter. So we said, "Arthur, what do you mean? Go down the corner and get the milk." No, no, the kolachki, the kolachki.
Oh,
he started crying and whimpering and everything.
You guys were
so
laughing.
So we said to him, "He said, come on, Arthur, we'll walk you down there." So we walked him down. to the corner. Then he goes in, he gets the milk. When he went in the store, we left.
So hard, probably.
And he came out, and he had the milk, container of milk under his arm. He goes, "Woo, Kowalski!" Takes the milk and he throws
Up in the air.
Throws his milk all over the street.
Aww.
Woo!
You messed with
and
that poor
said,
kid.
We told you, Arthur. We told you the Kowalski was going to get you.
Ah, you're so bad, you guys. You know it. I loved it.
But that was Arthur Horn, afraid of his own shadow. And his brother, he had a little brother named Marshall. That kid was the... You just look at him the wrong way, you start crying.
Aw.
Anyway, in a sight... Oh, these are the people who grew up and maybe run the country.
Probably.
Kowalski people.
Yeah, the Kowalski people.
Anyway.
That's funny.
What I hear on the news, Joe went down to Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
You know, where the storm was. And... I think he went down there for other purposes, but that's another story.
Yeah.
The next state over from Louisiana, there's a very famous house of ill refute, shall we say. Texas.
Yeah.
And they made a movie about it.
Oh, really?
In fact, more than one movie.
Uh-huh.
Burt Reynolds was in one with Dolly Parton. And the other one was Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda.
Oh, geez.
Two of the best friends in Hollywood.
Yeah, in the world.
So there was one scene in the movie where... Jimmy Stewart's character comes into a lot of money, see?
Mm-hmm.
And Harley, Henry Fonda played Harley, he said, "Oh, now, John, now that you're coming into a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to borrow $20 from you." John said, "What? $20? Well, that's a lot of money, Harley. What are you gonna do with it?" He said, "Well, I gotta buy a new shirt, and I want to go to the bar and have a drink."
Oh.
What do you want? You already got two shirts. You can only wear one at a time, you know. Yeah, well, there you go, John. There you go again, talking just like a Republican. Well, that's got nothing to do with it, you know. I give you the $20. When are you going to pay me back?
There you go.
Well, as soon as I can.
Yeah.
That means never. But you see, he didn't tell John that he really wanted, the audience knew. He really wanted the $20 because he liked this girl over in the house, see?
Uh-oh.
And he wanted to take her out and all that.
I see.
Well, in those days, $20 was a lot of money.
Yes, it was.
So I think Joe went down there to investigate that house.
Yep.
And he used the storm as an excuse, but who knows?
Who knows?
All right, in a sight. Frolics 213-816-1650. You want to dial them up? Give me some Red Fox music. You got any Red Fox music?
Yes, I do. Hold on.
Yeah, give me some of that.
Let me get to that screen, and we'll go over. And Louie's in queue, so hold on. Let me. Go to Red Fox first. Here he comes.
Now, I told your father that I was in charge while he was in St. Louis. Now, there'd be no girls coming in this house.
What? You talking about, Grady?
Why, you can't bring any girls in here. Your father left me, he left me in charge, and I'm going to enforce the law. What law? The Grady Wilson law. See? That's why I got this gun.
Will you put that gun away? Are you crazy? Walking around the house with a rifle. What's wrong with you?
Well, I gotta be tough. These are hard times. Your father's not here, and he left me in charge.
Crazy Grady.
Yeah, well, don't you worry. I'm gonna stand guard at night at the door.
What? Stand guard at the door?
Yeah. Mm. And tomorrow I'm gonna look at a guarding dog.
Uh-oh.
Dog? Don't bring no dog over here. I don't like dog.
Why, too bad. Yeah, because I got to protect this house.
Uh-oh.
I might be allergic to dogs, Grady.
Well, don't worry. I got some allergic antihistamine.
Oh.
What are you talking about? What's that?
That's a suit. You see, you put on the suit, and the dog won't bite you. The dog don't like the suit, so they don't go near it. It's called allergic antihistamine.
Are you crazy? What are you talking about? Talking's crazy.
No, look, here, put this. Now I'm gonna bring the dog in. Put this suit on, Lamont. Now, just stand here by the door, see? Now, come on, boy. Come on, Rover. Come on.
Get that dog away from me. That dog is a mean, no good killer dog. Get him out of there.
Oh.
Hey, what'd you do, Lamont? You ruined my suit. I had to pay $5 for that suit down at Dowser's on DeKalb Avenue. Dowser's, $5.
You've done some crazy things in your time, Grady. But this is the worst. Now listen, I want to have a party here later with my friends, Rollo and a couple of girls coming over.
Oh, no, you don't. They're not going to get by me. I got this gun, and it's loaded. And your father left me in charge, and I'm going to enforce the law.
Mm.
I even got some handcuffs. I might have to handcuff those girls together to that pipe over there.
Were you? You're crazy. Can't do that.
You ruined my whole night. Acting stupid like that. Don't worry. Between the handcuffs
and the dog, I'll run them out of here.
That's
poor
funny.
Lamont couldn't have his party.
No.
All right, in a sight. And, hey, 213-816-1650, you want to call in. What happened to Louie?
He's there. Yeah, we're waiting on you.
All right, let's get Louie in here. Louie the lip.
Okay, let me get back to
on
that other screen. Hold on.
Live.
1 second. I don't know what happened to my... Wait a second. I don't know what happened to my phone. All right, now I think I got it back. It just blacked out. Hold on. The second I thought it was my eyes. There's Louie.
In sight. With Louie. Hey, Louie.
Hello
there. There he is.
Hello, Frank Perino and Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Yeah.
Hello. On a Friday night. What
hey.
On a Friday night on the Follics, on a Friday night on Inner Sight Block Talk Radio. Welcome to Inner Sight.
There you go.
Yeah.
How you doing, Lou? He's got
it. Oh, you got
it.
Your conga, huh?
Yay.
Yeah. How are you?
All right.
Good. How you doing?
Yeah. You happy I called you on a Friday night?
Show. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
on
give
a
us
phone
a little
with,
I was
girl flirting, and I gave the lady the love drops, right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
I gave the lady the mouth-to-mouth anticipation.
No.
He had to resuscitate them.
Yeah,
after
yeah.
After he suffocated them.
No, not only that, I got wet lips.
Uh-oh.
Wet lips, and not only that, when they saw you, maybe they fainted.
No, I didn't faint. I gave them some, and a swab also.
Uh-oh.
Give us a little merengue on that conga.
Yeah.
I'm on the floor.
Oh, that's cool.
Don't sound like a conga drum.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. A conga drum, mama? I didn't know I'm playing a conga drum through the phone. I didn't know that.
No, we hear you.
Sounded like one. What do you got there? You got a drum?
What do you got there?
Yeah, wait a second.
All right, Louie on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Went to get the conga.
Now you can hear the conga through the phone?
Yeah.
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 Give
yeah.
us a merengue beat. Merengue.
Merengue,
oh, yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Just got to get the other conga. That I knew it. Oh, there you go.
To the Inner Sight studio. I remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But right now, everything's a little changed, Lou, so you could bring it here if you want, anytime you want.
Yeah, I got the heavy brown conga. It's very heavy.
Oh, it is? Well, put it on wheels, I suppose. Do you have something to roll it around, maybe?
Yeah, I got the small conga, and I got the small, the tumbado order, and the small conga.
Okay.
Yeah, I got plenty.
Hey,
Lou,
you ever play the? Excuse me. You ever play the conga for the girls?
Oh, he must.
Oh, gee. I got Kong Dazzy gotta give me sign my autograph, lady, and here's a bow of ice cold love drops for the ladies from Louis Rivera. And I went to talk to Rosanna Dana. Well, I know how to play the conga drum, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I told Buffy Casalo, I'm entertaining Buffy Casalo through the phone here, and she's cracking her funny bone. I'm entertaining Buffy. She was laughing the stock right all over her face and cracking up everything,
cool,
you know.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I know. I think you hear a beeping on the phone. I don't know who it is.
Oh, no, it's my darn phone.
Yeah.
You do hear a beeping? I bet it is me.
Play the conga drum outside the bathroom, see?
I can't put it in the bathroom. No, no.
You can entertain people in the bathroom.
No, they threw me out of the bathroom.
It probably has good acoustics in there, though, from the hard walls and the tile.
Yeah, I know that. Yep.
He played
on my conga drum. Hey, Frank, on my conga drum, the name of this company is Remo Drumheads.
They're
the Remo drummer.
Oh, that's cool.
Fits on all kinds types of conga drums, yo.
Oh, you
make
can
it
just
deep.
Put it on top?
Yeah, here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You hear that, Frank? That's a conga drum.
Yeah, give us a little song with that conga. Come on, you got a song with a beat. Give us a little Besame Mucho with that.
Hey, guys. Besame. Besame Mucho. Always the love drops is kissing and music and rhyme. Besame. Besame Mucho. Love me forever, they gave it you always be mine.
Hey, that's
it.
Pretty good, Lou.
That is pretty good, man.
I played that on one of your recordings. I think I remember that, you know.
Yep.
Look at me. I saw a kitten at a pay. I'm a cleaning cook clown. My name is Jerry Lewis. I got my hat from my brain. Until I'm thirsty for the love jobs of mine.
What did you say? You can't tell your hat from your brain.
I don't know what he was talking about. Hey.
Hey, we got to get out of here. We'll see you next
week.
Okay,
folks. I'd like to say thank you. And I enjoyed Inner Sight Folix, Suzanne Taurasi, and Frank Perino. Have a good weekend. Rosanna, signing off. And take care.
All right. Inner Sight. Thanks, Lou.
Love ya.
All right.
Love you, too.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. The phone number. Thanks for listening. Hope you had a little crazy fun.
Yeah.
And whatever you do, unless you're a painter, don't bring a big can of paint to school.
All right.
See you next week. Inner Sight. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Hey, be careful out there. Labor Day. A lot of crazy drivers. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of these people shouldn't even have cars.
That's true.
Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Woo-hoo.